Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the RICS Joint Position Statement, Investigation of Moisture and its Effects on Traditional Buildings. This was published in September 2022 and as the first edition. It's essential reading and listening for APCNS or RITS candidates who are pursuing the inspection or building pathology competencies. The Joint Position Statement was written by RICS, Historic England and the PCA. It's also been adopted by a number of organisations such as the IHBC, SPAB and Historic Environment Division. The Joint Position Statement aims to provide best practice guidelines for surveyors and contractors in relation to the investigation of moisture-related issues in traditional buildings. A traditional building is defined as a building with solid walls built from permeable materials such as brick, stone, earth, timber and lime-based mortars, plasters and renders. This allows moisture to enter and exit the building fabric as conditions become wetter or drier, in contrast to modern materials where impermeable barriers prevent moisture from entering altogether. The Joint Position Statement recommends that surveyors understand the following steps in the investigation of moisture. 1. Understanding the building, so that's context and differences between old and new buildings. 2. Understanding moisture. 3. Understanding moisture-related defects. 4. Condition assessment. 5. Diagnosis and recommendations. 6. Legal requirements split into planning and building control and other legislation, regulations and standards. 6. Legal requirements split into planning and building control and then other legislation, regulation and standards. And 7. The report. In relation to understanding the building, this is the first key step in the investigation of moisture. This includes understanding the construction date, construction materials and techniques, including identifying the differences between traditional and modern construction, detailing and performance in terms of moisture, setting in the local environment and climate, alterations and additions, use and occupation, which can influence moisture levels in the building, current condition and heritage significance, such as being a listed building or located in a conservation area. The next step is understanding moisture. This is a complex area of practice and requires skill and experience to be built through experience over a period of time. The Joint Position Statement sets out 19 clear points to understand, and we recommend reading these in detail. Surveyors need to understand the relationship between temperature, relative humidity, vapour pressure and the equilibrium moisture content of building materials. This includes understanding sources of moisture in buildings and how heating and ventilation are related to moisture. Other key issues to understand include permeability, porosity, hygroscopicity and thermal gradients. Surveyors will have a variety of both non-invasive and invasive tools and equipment at their disposal to investigate moisture-related issues. These include, amongst others, gravimetric moisture analysis, gas carbide meters, electrical resistance meters, thermal imaging, hygrometers, and atmospheric data loggers. The results of any testing or investigations need to be reported in an easy-to-understand format to the client. This includes communicating an understanding of the issue and any limitations of the testing protocol to the client. The next step is to understand moisture-related defects, including the following causes: porous materials, freeze and thaw cycles, wetting and drying cycles, hygroscopic salts, organic growth, including mold, non-porous materials, metal corrosion, insect infestation of timber, including whether this is active or not, decay of timber such as wet and dry rot, and the environment, so heating, ventilation and insulating properties of the building. You can read more about these in our various articles on dampness in buildings. Next stage is the condition assessment, and surveyors need to apply their understanding of the building, moisture and related defects in an overall assessment of the building's condition. This will include understanding any concerns of the client and recognising that defects can be both a result of the original construction and subsequent alterations or additions. This will need to be reported in the context of the appropriate survey level and scope of investigation, and may include guidance on future planned preventative maintenance. For residential surveys, you can read more about this in the Home Survey Standard. The next step is diagnosis and recommendations, and the extent of diagnosis will again be directed by the survey level and scope of investigation. Surveyors need to consider diagnosis of moisture-related issues in a holistic manner, following the trail where appropriate to consider all potential causes. Damp is often multifactorial and occurs in a stage process. This may require a considered and logical approach to remedial works, including dealing with the obvious defects first, monitoring the issue, and then reassessing before advising on additional actions. Further investigations may be required, such as sampling or opening up, to diagnose the most likely cause and rule out others. Some works or investigations may need to be considered in the context of any heritage or regulatory consents, such as listed building consent. The next step is legal requirements, and there's many legislative and regulatory requirements that surveyors may need to consider. Linking the joint position statement into the legal and regulatory APC compliance competency. These include the Party Wall, etc. Act 1996, the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974, the Construction Design and Management Regulations 2015, the Control of Asbestos Regulations 2012, BS7913 Guide to the Conservation of Historic Buildings and Other Industry Guidance and Best Practice. The final stage of the investigation process is reporting to the client. This will define the scope of investigation and any exclusions, as well as a summary of the observations, including an assessment of significance, the importance of regular maintenance, an impartial diagnosis of the moisture-related issue, recommendations for repair or remedial action if within the scope of work, including alternative options, advantages, disadvantages, monitoring or staged interventions, and time and cost implications, noting the scope of what may be included within each home survey standard level, and risk analysis, including the impact on the lending or purchase decision if appropriate, and finally, conflicts of interest. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.